Yes, it's Saturday night, and we are squeezing and wheezing and teasing. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. Take it, Cece.
WMFO Medford.
Thank you, Tufts Freeform Radio, and Cece will be performing the role of fire-breathing Larry this evening, correct?
Yes, the real fire-breathing Larry could not be located.
So, no.
I'm stepping in.
Yes. So tonight we've got all kinds of cool, obscure, classic rock that you have never heard, and we sort of have a sub-theme going around gender, you know, because...
Loosely describing it as gender-bending, ass-kicking musical extravaganza.
Absolutely. So if everyone thinks that, like...
So if you want your gender bent and your ass kicked,
yes.
This is the place to be.
Yeah. Yes. And there are more songs than just Lola and Walk on the Wild Side. There are even obscure classic rock songs about gender bending, and they kick ass. That's the best thing about it. The music's all cool. All right. So without any further ado, I am going to get the show going. And I believe this is one of Fire Breathing Larry's faves. Dig it and dig it deep.
Why is society on the run? Who is this boy who's decided to become more than he is, cause he's lying on the floor? Oh, how I wish I were a purple door. Think of the man who is standing at your gate, then of the girl on a dinner date. The Emperor of China has taken the store. Oh, how I wish I were a purple door. You will discover there is a love awaiting at the end of the rainbow. Everyone is fighting, people are writing, there is no end to this bad show. The phony situation creating desperation has made us all aware of the real foe.
Is there a true flow? We don't know anymore. Head in the sand. Who is the ruler of the land? Where are the mermaids who live by the shore? Oh, how I wish I were a purple door.
You will discover there is a love awaiting at the end of the rainbow. Everyone is fighting, people are writing, there is no end to this bad show. The phony situation creating desperation has made us all aware of the real foe.
Is there a true flow? We don't know anymore. Living in the void, can you ever be right? Look at the man who is crippled with fright. You and your enemies keep asking for more. Oh, how I wish I were a purple door. Listen to the melodies in your head. Even though the people around you are dead, break through the windows, get ready for the war. Don't you wish you were a purple door?
He might be very rich one day as he hears them say. see a sad face in the marketplace when Papa Joe comes around. Through his coconut taste, you can see them race. Through the streets, you can hear the sound. All the ladies are laughing gaily. Papa Joe's still thinking maybe he'll always hear the people say, hey, hey, hey. Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Hey, Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe.
Okay, that was Wayne County and or Jane County and the Electric Chairs, Man Enough to Be a Woman. And that is off of Storm the Gates of Heaven from 1978.
Wow, that does not sound like it came from 1978.
No, no. And these guys or these people were like part of the first wave like punk band thing in the U.S. And Jane County was the lead singer. The band, you know, I don't know that much about them. I find their discography and their story as both Jane County and Wayne County. So at some point, I think the names all became what's the word I'm looking for?
Intermixed.
Thank you. But yeah, very cool stuff. And I think they are still active, but I am not sure. Before that, and that was one of our gender bending tunes, in case you didn't notice, as was the Scorpions, He's a Woman, She's a Man. And that's off of Taken by Force from 1978. Before that, Gandalf the Grey. That's the name of the artist. And we heard The Grey Wizard Am I off of The Grey Wizard Am I from 1972. I don't think Gandalf the Grey had much of a discography other than that album. I certainly hope not.
I'm not sure the band would really exist to say anything else, to be honest.
No, but some great name dropping of characters from Lord of the Rings in that song.
Yeah, yeah. Someone clearly did their homework.
Yeah, they didn't practice their playing or recording, but they did their homework. They read the book. That's half the battle.
A for effort in my book.
Absolutely. Before that, Sweet Papa Joe. That's off a compilation that I have, How Funny Can Cocoa, Sweet Cocoa Can Be, although I'm not sure it's on that album. I may have it as a bonus. Anyway, it was a huge single for the Sweet. I think it came out in like, I don't know, but got no airplay in the U.S., and it's such a great song. Hard to be depressed with that song playing. And we started the show off way back when with Falling Mirror, I Wish I Was a Purple Door. That's off of The Storming of the Loft, which I believe came out in 1980. And lyrical integrity, no match for Falling Mirror. That song makes absolutely no sense, which is why I love it. And that was that set of music, gang. Fire-breathing Larry, anything to add?
No, I just wanted to add that this special themed episode comes sometime after the Trans Day of Remembrance, which I think was last week.
Cool.
If I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken, as mm-hmm. I often am.
You often so is, a, you mean.
It's a not just cool theme for an episode, but a timely occurrence here. And it's always cool to see that these kinds of questions, these kinds of explorations have mm-hmm. been going on much longer than I think we sometimes assume.
Yeah.
And a lot of this music comes from the mid and early 70s, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As was all the best music that was ever made.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we see all sorts of queer representation and yeah. strange questions, purple doors.
Yep.
That have been there from the beginning.
Exactly. What I, you know, wishing you're a purple door could be gender bending. It could be wood turning. It could be both.
Who knows?
We simply don't know. All right. So we are going to keep the music going. This is more of a hard rockin' set. It's a mix tonight here on Classic Rock Mine. All kinds of stuff. Like I said, sort of a sub-theme around gender expectations and roles and bending and that kind of thing.
And doors.
And doors, plus some kick-ass classic rock that you have never heard, like this next song, Dig It, and Dig It Deep.
We'll be right back. called Jojo the Dogface. He walks like a man, he talks like a man, yet he was born with the face of a dog.
We'll be right back.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Friends say it's good.
Bertha. Say it with me, fire-breathing Larry.
Bertha.
Yes, Bertha. The very cool Bertha. And that, of course, was Too Much Woman for a Henpecked Man. That's off of Bertha from 72. Just playing with gender stereotypes here. Bertha, man, kicked ass. There was Bertha, there was Fanny, the two sort of most well-known all-female hard rock bands in the early 70s. Kick ass. Before that, Girls' School. 20th Century Boy, the T-Rex cover, that is off of Play Dirty from 1983. The Pink Fairies gave us the epic I Wish I Was a Girl off of Kings of Oblivion from 1973. That was their last album, and then the guitarist, Larry Wallace, who co-wrote that song with Mick Farren, hooked up with Lemmy and formed Motorhead. So from the Pink Fairies to Motorhead, all the time wanting to be a girl. And we started that set off way back when with Atlantis featuring Inga Rumpf, the great German singer. We heard a live version of Rock Me Baby. That is off of Live at Fabrik Hamburg from 1973. And yeah, I mean, if you weren't looking, Inga Rumpf, male, female, masculine, feminine, can't tell. And she embraced that fully in Germany in the early 70s. She is still around. I believe she may still actually be touring. She is badass. Completely badass. And an incredible voice. Fire-breathing Larry?
Yeah, I think she was really kick-ass. Can you tell us a little bit about the genres we've heard?
Let's see. Well, Bertha Hard Rock. Girls' School was clearly metal. Pink Fairies, sort of proto-metal. Before heavy metal became sort of heavy metal, although obviously it's after Black Sabbath and that kind of thing. And the punks liked the Pink Fairies because it was all very, you know, underground and stuff. Pink Fairies were one of those bands. They would play outside other bands' concerts just for the fans.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a move.
Yeah. Hawkwind did that kind of stuff, too. And then Atlantis that was all pretty solidly hard rock. The Girls' School was based on T-Rex, which would clearly be glam. And I sort of avoided a lot of glam on tonight's show because the whole nature of the glam movement was playing around with gender roles.
Right. It was so obviously camp. Right. And over the top.
It would have been, you know, shooting fish in a barrel if I brought in every glam song that had something to do with gender perception or gender portrayal.
Or big hair.
Yes. All of which means you are listening to 90. You see what I did there? You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have just over an hour left, kids, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And every once in a while, we're throwing in some gender-themed stuff. We are going to continue with this entire approach. And I'm not quite sure where we're going, but dig it and dig it deep.
Thank you. Thank you.